Class 11, English, poem number 1, A Photograph by Shirley Towson. Shirley Towson was a poet, journalist, and travel writer. An innovative writer, her poetry was broadcast and published in many journals. She was greatly influenced by her father, who was a writer too. She edited the works of Charles Dickens, Rudyard Kipling, John Milton, and William Shakespeare. All these works indeed made her more famous. Shirley Towson's A Photograph is a tribute written in memory of her dead mother. In this poem, Shirley Towson deals with the transience and futility of human life. The bewilderment that a photograph has more longevity than human life and the memories attached to a photograph is eternal are enough proofs. Man is mortal and he is inching day by day close to his grave, while nature is not only immortal but also everlasting. The passage of time changes, but not nature. The title, A Photograph per se, suggests that the cardboard stands for lack of durability and hints at the lack of permanence of human life. A Photograph by Shirley Towson is a dysphoric poem which captures the three different moods of the poet in three different stanzas of the poem. It is all about the memories associated with two women, the poet and her mother. Both the women grieve and lament about the past they had lost or missed and wanted to revisit. The poet finally understands that past cannot be relived or revisited. This emptiness brings a grave silence. Let us have a good reading of the poem, A Photograph by Shirley Towson. The cardboard shows me how it was when the two girl cousins went paddling, each one holding one of my mother's hands, and she, the big girl, some 12 years or so. All three stood still to smile through their hair as the uncle with the camera, a sweet face, my mother's, that was before I was born, and the sea, which appears to have changed less, washed their terribly transient feet. Some 20-30 years later, she would laugh at the snapshot. "See, Betty and Dolly," she would say, "and look how they dressed us for the beach." The sea holiday was her past. Mine is her laughter. Both writhe with the labored ease of loss. Now, she's been dead nearly as many years as that girl lived. And of this circumstance, there is nothing to say at all. It's silence silences. The poem describes three stages in the passage of time. In the first stage, the photograph affixed to a cardboard frame shows the poet's mother walking on the shallow seashore where the ebbing waves come and kiss their feet at the beach. She was enjoying every movement. She was enjoying every moment of her holiday with her two girl cousins, Betty and Dolly. Shirley's mother was the eldest among all the three. She was around 12 years old at that time. So she held the hands of both her cousins fondly and securely as they were paddling on the seashore. Walking abreast against the surging waves and blowing breeze, they happily stood and faced the camera for a still picture. Their uncle, who had gone along with them as an escort, clicked the snapshot. It was a windy, breezy, airy beach, and as they smiled for the photograph, due to the effect of strong breeze, their hair fell on their faces and caressed their faces. The poet looked at her mother's sweet face, which was tender, mild, and full of smiles. The beach holiday had happened way before the poet was born. The poet claims that she looked young and sweet. Now, mother's face has changed considerably, but the sea in the photograph had not changed much. The second stage happens 20 or 30 years later. Mother, on seeing the beach holiday photograph, remembers the event with fondness and with a beaming laughter, nostalgically recollects the past with Betty and Dolly. The poet's mother's laughter is so lovely, plain, pleasant, and true that the poet enjoys and captures her laughter. She nostalgically told Shirley, "See how they have dressed us, Betty, Dolly, and me, for the beach." In fact, they had been provided with appropriate apparel and were dressed and spruced up by their parents as they were going to visit the beach. But the same nice special dress of the yesteryears now looks strange, quaint, and funny, that she laughed as if it was a weird, outdated, and obsolete dress. The photograph thus kindles sweet old memories, revives a nostalgic feeling in the poet, and evokes laughter some 20, 30 years later. The third stage takes place about 12 years after her mother's demise. The poet's mother, who laughed at the photograph, is no more. The poet looks at the same photograph and remembers her mother's laughter, which has now become a thing of the past. With a heavy heart, she remembered her dead mother, and the agony of the last mother brought a sense of remorse. The poet's mother is no more. She is dead and gone, or passed away some 12 years ago. The poet could overcome the loss with much difficulty, and it completely moved her to silence. Poet's mother lost her innocent laughter at the sea beach. Poet lost her mother's laughter. It was disappointment for both of them. The present circumstances have made the poet speechless. The silence of the poet's mother, or the death of her mother, has completely silenced the poet. Let us get to know a few poetic devices from the poem, a photograph by Shirley Towson. Starts with allusion, alliteration, transferred epithet, oxymoron, and synecdoche. Hope you like this lesson. Read the original poem for better understanding. Thank you.